This is a discussion for patient Elandus Young, ELANDUSYOUNG. Date of birth is 7-17-58. Date of service is 6-26-2024. Date of accident 1-17-2022. Mr. Elandus Young was a victim of a automobile accident where he was hit as a pedestrian on 8 Mile Road, leading to severe injuries. He had excision of all the 7 cervical discs at DMC Hospital at St. John Hospital, where he was operated. Since then, he has been having severe headaches along with symptoms of TBI, which include dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, as well as pain syndrome affecting the neck and the lower back and left shoulder. Patient has undergone a severe amount of physical therapy with no major relief. The MRIs were positive with the affected L2-3, L3-4, L4-5 discs, and also in the cervical there is a fusion done already, and patient is otherwise responding reasonably with 50% improvement. Physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 164/96, pulse 82, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from the previous visit dated 5-8-2024, dictation number 0515-034. The plan is to continue physical therapy at once a week, focusing on the lower back, neck, and left shoulder. Patient is advised laser treatment, infrared treatment. He's provided with trazodone 50 mg at night for sleep, and Norco 10/325 once a day, PRN 30 days, 30 tablets. He remains continuously disabled. Household replacement and transportation has been ordered. His MAPs were reviewed, labs were reviewed. He continues he was also referred to Dr. Louis Radin, spinal cord stimulation procedure, and also to the orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Gary Gilliard, for orthopedic consult regarding his left shoulder. Since there is a tear in the labrum not healing up with the injections, he's also seeing neurology and neuropsych for further help.